Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, a program dedicated to bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you won't hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of this show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he is commanded in Ephesians 5:11. Now here's your host, Good Fight Ministries' own Chad Davidson.
Welcome back to the Good Fight Radio Show. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And with me, as always, is the president and founder of Good Fight Ministries and pastor of Blessed Hope Chapel in Simi Valley, California, Pastor Joe Schimmel. How are we doing today?
Having a great day, bro.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Also with us, as always, the show's producer, Tony Palacio. How are you doing today, bro?
I am blessed in the Lord.
Well, praise God. A week and a day ago, we just recently had the Super Bowl, and we're going to be talking about that, but I also wanted to talk about something that we got going on in Texas in March. We are really excited. Joe's going to be doing not only three different speaking engagements, two of them in the San Antonio area on March 25th and 27th, and one of them in the Corpus Christi area. And also, before those dates, right before that, we're going to be in El Paso, and Joe's going to be shooting something for some local television out there. So we are really, really excited. And actually, we just got a text today that should be on the radio out there as well beforehand, telling people about the event that is coming up. So please, please, I know some of you guys have written in, hey, come to Houston, come to this place. Well, we're coming out to you. I know it could be a little bit of a drive, but we're there for 3 days, and we would love to meet you. The whole, much of the Good Fight team will be there, and it'll be a blessing, and we're going to have to do some of the shows as well. So Joe's voice is going to get pretty hoarse out there, because we're going to be out there doing a number of the shows. We'll be doing filming or recording, I'm sorry, the Good Fight Radio Show, as well as 511 News, and hopefully you guys will somehow get involved or something out there. It might be a little fun for you guys. But anyways, since we just had the Super Bowl recently, and since we typically, guys, get involved in speaking about what goes on at the halftime show, because a lot of times you see occult stuff, and we're going to talk about that.
Done a lot of videos on the halftime show.
Done a lot of videos, yes. I think probably, in terms of Good Fight Ministries, the most watched video I've ever had to do with Beyonce, Sasha, the Super Bowl, and Satan. And that video has been seen by millions and millions of people all across the world. In fact, I'll tell a quick story since we're on the subject. We were in Israel not long after that event, and my wife was breastfeeding at the time because we had a child, and so she was outside of the conference, and one of my good friends, I said, hey, can you just watch, because I was trying to help out with the conference, because Joe was speaking at a pro-life conference out there, and a young man, probably about 17 or 18, started talking with them. And he had mentioned this video that he recently saw and that he gave his life to Christ after watching. And it was the Beyonce video in Israel.
He was the drummer on the worship team. It's just, so I'm not a guy that worship team without being a believer.
But pretty amazing, you know. And those stories are always incredible and awesome. And
yeah, a little side note, since Tony's laughing over there, yeah. Some guy at his hockey team said, hey, have you seen this video? And he showed him that
same
video.
That did happen in the locker room.
Yeah, I ran into people just from that video that recognized my voice, you know. So it's kind of really strange, but it was weird. We only got like 1.5 million views on our site, which is still plenty. But one lady, she got like tens of millions of views on her Facebook page from that.
Yeah, she downloaded it after you had been on a radio station talking about it, and she ended up downloading it, and yeah, it well over 500,000 shares, which if you guys just do the number totals on that, I mean, usually that equals almost to over 100 million views typically. And also we had people,
the gospel was in there, so
that was the most important thing.
Get the gospel out. Amen.
And that's why we do this, and I think that video encompasses a lot about the ministry. It's the obedience of Ephesians 5:11, and not simply not batting an eye and no longer blushing at sin, but actually exposing it, having nothing to do with it, not sitting there and being like, well, yeah, I love entertainment and this stuff's really, this is okay, it's entertainment. In fact, it's so encouraging for our young ladies to see these girls gyrating like
it's
strippers.
Wicked, man. It's pathetic.
You know? And that's what, if you guys, I hope you didn't, but if you happen to see the halftime show, that's what it looked like to me. We're talking, it looked like there were stripper poles. At one point, it looked like J-Lo was crucifying herself while having some sort, to me, it looked like a pagan orgy that was going
on. It was a simulation
with these
of
men,
some wicked stuff.
Just men all over each other.
Men on men, women on women, looked like some kind of orgy.
And
what the house that I was at, I was you know, not at my own home visiting. I mean, I'd look away. I mean, I thought I'm not even going to do an expose on this because what am I going to show? What's obvious? And if you don't get it.
Yeah, we ended up shutting it off where I was at. Nobody wanted to even look.
Yeah, I turned away and I was like, man, and said, you guys, this is wicked, you know? And you know what? I still might. I thought, no, I'll do a video on the occult aspect and just blur out everything because there's some occult aspects there. I went back and examined J-Lo's views, Shakira, some of their, any kind of occult affiliation, stuff that's not really coming up, stuff that people hear in this radio show. So I thought instead of having our typical 25, 30 minute expose, maybe we'll just do, I'll stay late, Tony, or maybe we can grab it right after the show, just run some video behind it and do 5, 6, 7 minute video because I'm going to talk maybe 4 or 5 minutes just on some of the occult concerns we would have. But beyond the occult connections, you guys, I mean, I can honestly say, and maybe it's the grace of God, but it's, to me, it's not even tantalizing. It's not even, by the grace of God, not even tempting. It's just like, this is just so disgusting, so wicked, you know? I mean, they're scantily clad women, you know, perform with little children on stage.
That was the
thing. It ticked me off, man. And celebrating perversity and debauchery. And it was really sad because even USA Today, a very liberal news rag, ran an editorial suggesting, quote, the, quote, halftime show should have come with a parental warning, end quote. And it's just like amazing, man. Even the world sees this as being, you know, just beyond the pale. And it's just absolutely heartbreaking. Grabbing her crotch, you know. I watched one expose on it, just, you know, a guy talking about what was going on. And I'm like, dude, don't do that. He shows her literally sliding across the stage. And I didn't see this in the show because, like I said, I turned my head for so much of it. She's sliding across the stage, front view, with her legs spread.
Yeah.
And puts her hand on her crotch. And I'm like, and the dude puts it as a still. I'm like, dude, why did you do that? You know? And it's like, wow, that's what millions of people saw, millions of kids saw. And this is, I mean, this is teaching our kids, our girls, this is how you get attention. This is how, what you aspire to be in life. If you reach the pinnacle of success, this is what you should look like. That's just wicked, man.
You know, it's interesting. I saw this, you mentioned videos. I saw this one man, his name was Mr. Dobbenmeyer, and he apparently wants to sue the NFL for $867 trillion because he could have his soul sent to hellfire for watching this. Now, I don't think any...
Well, I don't think they held his head there.
I'm wondering where he got the $867 trillion, right? But yeah, exactly like you said, they didn't hold his head there, and a lot of the people that were watching that were doing it willfully.
But they caused a lot of people to stumble, I'm sure.
But they cause a lot of people to stumble, and one of the things we talked about on the 5/11 News on Friday, Tony and I, was the fact that they had these kids in little cages, right? And a lot of people look at it and, they're in cages. So this is obviously speaking about immigration, which I'm sure that's what she was meaning it for. But when you think about what happens during the Super Bowl at that time,
sex trafficking.
That is,
that's right, man.
That's 100%. Sex trafficking is at an all-time high in America during the Super Bowl. In fact,
with a lot of young people in cages type things when there's sex trafficking going on.
100%.
Big problem outside the Super Bowl.
Lawrence Taylor at the Super Bowl was caught with a young girl. Mm-hmm. Warren Sapp. Two Hall of Fame NFL players caught with little girls. And guess what? They were in their gold jackets at the Super Bowl.
From Satan's perspective, maybe it was a double entendre.
That's what I was thinking as well. And that he's looking at this and it's like, okay, you have your cages. And what more than pushing perversity and softcore porn on that stage, then you have them in cages. The truth is those little kids are in cages. And also the men that are watching that, getting involved with lust and perversion, they're going to be in cages as well.
You know, that's right. At least the bondage. I think there was a lot of irony there. And then she was dressed, Jennifer Lopez, kind of like a sadomasochistic kind of
the leather stuff.
Type deal. And wow, this is like what it's come to, America. I mean, we're just becoming more and more like Sodom and Gomorrah. And also Shakira, man, she's like tying her hands up, you know, with a rope.
In bondage.
That's bondage again. It's like, what in the world, man? I mean, when is this train going to stop? You know, we know it doesn't stop until Jesus returns, but to think it's going to get worse and worse, and we're literally seeing Sodom and Gomorrah before our very eyes, you know?
Yeah, it's really heartbreaking. And the whole thing is that, you know, like a lot of people, and you have people have their personal convictions, and a lot of people don't watch the NFL for a number of reasons or don't watch any sports, and that's fine. Everyone has their personal convictions. But this whole situation, we're talking about perversion. And sadly, one of the things that was, to me, the saddest was the people online that were talking about how empowering this was for women. Many professing Christians talking about how awesome the performance was, calling it just cultural, and wasn't it so awesome? And they're like, this is from their culture. I'm like, well, first of all, she literally says she's from the Bronx, okay, right in the beginning. But that you're talking about, this is going to empower women, having them on stripper poles, grabbing their crotch, having men worship them. This is what empowers women. I find it absolutely grotesque and disgusting.
Yeah, and if you look at God's heart, if you profess to be a Christian and think that this is wholesome or acceptable entertainment, never mind the children. That's as bad as wicked as it gets, bringing the children on stage and doing this during, you know, what's supposed to be family entertainment. But just as adults, you know, God calls us to be separate. He calls us not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And listen to what it says in 1 Timothy chapter 2. It says, likewise, I want women to be adorning themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly, not with braided hair and gold pearls and costly garments, but rather by means of good works, as is proper for women making a claim to godliness. A woman claim to be a believer, claim to be a Christian, claim to be following the Lord, godly, should have proper clothing that's discreet and so forth. And it's not saying, I mean, some take these verses and say, oh, that means no, you know, braids, no gold, anything at all. But that's not what it's saying. I'll prove that in a second. And the next, that's in 1 Timothy 2. But in 1 Peter 3, it says, in the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so as even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. Chaste means to be holy, to be discreet. Your adornment must not be merely external, braiding the hair, wearing gold jewelry, or putting on dresses, but let it be the hidden person of the heart, with imperishable quality of gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. And I love this. For in this way, the former times the holy women also, who hoped in God, used to adorn themselves, be submissive to their own husbands. Now, I love this because it's just, and as I said, it's not saying that they can't, you know, wear any kind of jewelry or have braided hair at all, because it would also be saying they can't have dresses. You know, it says, yeah, the actual Greek word means garments. Doesn't mean that would mean to go around naked, which would be totally immodest, you know. But the emphasis is that your emphasis shouldn't be on your clothing, and your clothing should be modest and humble, you know. And it's absolutely heartbreaking when you see this going on. And then Christians, do we just ignore these passages and pick and choose what we want to follow in the scripture and say, but it wasn't just the way they were dressed. It was flaunting the skin, sexual gyrations, men on men, women on women, you know, absolutely grotesque. And we're not to be conformed to the world. If we're going to call ourselves Christians and truly follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we can't celebrate people. I mean, J-Lo has been, I mean, she was married at least three times by the time she was just 34 years old, you know, and she's living with a guy now, apparently, you know, that she's not even married to. So these aren't the paragons of biblical virtue, not the examples that we want our children to follow. And unfortunately, you can share scriptures and so forth with your children, but if you allow them to be subjected to the bombardment, sensory bombardment of what the world considers, you know, esteems highly. Jesus said that which is esteemed by man is, or highly esteemed by man, is an abomination to God. And these things are abominable to him. So we need to make sure our children know the distinction between what's right and wrong, and what's becoming and what's unbecoming.
Yeah, amen. And that's the one thing, is that a lot of people, it's sad because they don't blush at sin. And we talked about from our Facebook page, one of the things I had quoted, or one of the things I had posted about, was whenever, usually, not always, of course, we're not saying that every single time, but a lot of times when you get responses to stuff like this, when we talk about it and you say, I'm a Christian, but ... you can just insert unbiblical statement next to it, because that's typically what you're going to hear. And I can tell you, first and foremost, that's what we heard over and over again. I had somebody literally write saying, well, I have a great sense of humor, and a 50-year-old dancing around on a stripper pole, I think it's funny. I'm a Christian, but I can't wait to show this to my little daughter.
Oh, Lord God.
Could you imagine? What does it even mean to be a Christian? It certainly isn't. This is what it says. In Luke 17, Jesus warned about not stumbling, and he said it would be better to throw a millstone around your neck and throw it in the middle of the ocean.
That's right.
Then to allow
a huge millstone, he said.
Yeah, a huge millstone.
And you're going now quick.
Around your neck, then to cause these little children to stumble. And that's something I think about a lot, just in my walk with Christ and anything that I may be doing that could cause someone to stumble, let alone saying, come here. I have two little daughters now, and I would never walk them and say, oh, let's watch these women gyrating. Isn't this funny? And isn't this cute? And isn't this empowering? I think that's disgusting.
Yeah, well, that'd be bad for not only your children. It would be bad for your own soul, bro. You'd be judged.
Amen.
You know, especially since they're my grandkids. But, you know, it's interesting. There's a scripture that talks about, I'm just going from memory, but, you know, a woman that lacks discretion. A beautiful woman that lacks discretion is like a coin or like a
gold
ring
and a pig snout,
man. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, it's a waste of beauty. A woman might be beautiful outwardly, but if she lacks the fear of God, if she doesn't have discretion, if she doesn't seek to be discreet, she's like a golden ring and a pig's snout. In other words, a total waste of beauty. Think of a woman circled around a pig's snout and the pig walking around with her. You'd be like, wow, that'd be a tragic thing. That's what a woman's like
in that regard. It's Proverbs 11:22,
Yeah. Yeah, and a man too. We're not just, it's just happened, these happen to be, we had a whole video, a long video on Adam Levine. So we're not like picking on women. Amen. We love, you know, obviously we male and female, we're creating God's image and we're equal before the Lord. But this happens to be what the video was on. And we've done more exposés on, you know, not just Adam Levine, but a number of
artists. No, they sold the souls, you know, to rock and roll.
It's just mostly men, 90% men, you know.
Mostly men.
And there's another scripture too that says, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised, you know. And that's what I raised my daughters to do and my son. Yeah, to fear the Lord, you know, and you know what, they're precious in God's sight, but all of our children are precious in His sight, and we have to remember they are His children before they are our children. In Ezekiel, He says the fathers and the sons are mine. All of the children belong to Him, and the little children, He said, let the little ones come to me, for such is the kingdom of God. So if you think that you could take God's children in your home and corrupt them or make a joke out of it and think it's no big deal, you can't go by what you might feel. The Bible says it's the way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. So if you contradict God's word and think you could lead your children into this moral pollution, which Jesus died to deliver us from, your will is diametrically opposed to the Lord, and you're in huge trouble. You got to get in your face and say, God, change my convictions, change my heart. Help me live a holy life. Help me to fear you. Help me to love you. Help me to know your word. Help me to bow before you. Help me to give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, and live strictly for you, and not take your word, chop it up, and make it appease my own feelings and what I want to be right or wrong. No, we have to submit to what God says is right and wrong. Otherwise, we're in huge trouble.
Yeah, and one of the things is that we need to recognize that God's word is our standard, and we need to go back to it. And what did Jesus say? What did the Son of the Living God tell us when it came to lusting, when it came to looking at a woman? He didn't just call it a mistake. What He called it was adultery.
Yeah.
When you look at a woman and lust after her. And this is what it says of the woman, of the adulterous woman in Proverbs chapter 5, for the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and smoother than oil is her speech. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Guys, that's one of the things that you need to recognize, is that these things may be deceptive. One of the things that Hebrews warns about in Hebrews chapter 3 is the deceitfulness of sin. And I'll tell you this right now, Satan typically, when he comes to tempt, okay, he doesn't come with horns. He doesn't come screaming a lot of times. A lot of times he comes in a miniskirt. Or for a woman in a nice car, whatever it is that drives women towards some men that way. But for a lot of men, you need to watch out. You need to recognize Jesus' words are serious. And that's why He says, in that context, cut off your hand, pluck out your eyeball. If you need to throw away your computer, throw it away. Get rid of it. It's not worth your soul.
Yeah, amen. I put the problem of, you know, what's going on in our society today squarely at the feet. I mean, it's a human problem. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So we got to pray for these people that are caught up in it, but at the same time recognize what they're doing and how they're being used. But men are exploiting women. I mean, if men were not looking at pornography, if men were not paying women to do these things, if they weren't opening up venues like this and men are behind most of them, it wouldn't even be happening. So, you know, there's a statistic, and I sure hope it's wrong. I hope to the Lord God it's wrong, but that 70% of professing Christian men view pornography. Ugh. Now, one of the things that I know is wrong with that statistic for sure is that Christian men don't look at pornography unless they're in a backslidden state and they're not following Christ at that moment. Now, if a Christian man stumbles or struggles, you know, and gets back up and goes forward and is repented, that's one thing. But if a man is habitually watching pornography and it's part of his lifestyle, he is part of the problem. He's exploiting women because guess what? Women typically get involved in pornography because there's money involved. And there's only money involved because there's these professing Christian men and, of course, millions of non-believers looking at it. So a lot of men are men typically, you know, and I'm speaking in some generalities, of course, but for the most part, they're the biggest problem around pornography because they fuel the problem and they're the ones directing these videos and you know, Hugh Hefner and, you know, Hustler, you know, different magazines and all these things that came out years ago run by men. And we show there's a satanic thread behind all of this. And I saw an article some time ago that I read that there was a pornographic, you know, purveyor of pornography somewhere in Florida. I forget the name of the company. But they said that Christian men were their favorite targets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they said the reason they were their favorite targets is because they would pay their credit card bills. So they specifically went after Christian men because they felt they were more honest. And that's heartbreaking right there because it shows you that, you know, but Satan's in the background saying, yeah, you do it because they pay their credit card bills, but I'm after them for another reason.
You know, it's interesting. It reminds me of when we went to Israel and we go up to Dan and you find out that they're sacrificing to idols and to demons, but yet they're using the proper utensils and they're using all these things properly. And it's like, well, I'll try to do the things that I'm supposed to do. So I'll be honest about paying my bills for the pornography that I should have never watched in the first place. And it's really heartbreaking and it's a disgusting thing. And before, I know we've spent a lot of time speaking on that because it's an important topic. And guys, and for you guys that are watching pornography, if you're tempting that, you need to repent. You need to turn, okay? You need to also, I would encourage you, confide in a brother who you can trust in the Lord and pray for a healing in that area, that God would come and not only convict your heart, but that would give you victory in that area. Because the Bible does say very clearly in Romans chapter 8, we need to put aside and kill that flesh, but also that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. It's through Jesus that you're more than a conqueror. And Jesus is the one who said in John chapter 15 that apart from him, you can do nothing. So you need to fall under the mighty hand of God. But I know we've been talking about that a lot, but I wanted to get into the discussion because Joe's been doing a lot of research, like you said, for a video maybe for our YouTube channel on the occult leanings of what was going on in that presentation. So maybe you could speak a little bit to that.
Yeah, like I said in that video, I don't want to subject people to all this sexual imagery and say, look how evil this is. And when we do show videos that happen to have some of that in it, we typically try to blur out as much as possible, more than most videos. But it's interesting when you look at the occult aspect and you just, setting aside the sad fact that this was absolutely scandalous as far as its wicked, you know, purveying of just smut, you know, and bringing little kids on stage while they're simulating orgies, men on men and women on women, as has been mentioned, that's perverse enough, you know, and as has been mentioned, you know, it's better that a large millstone, Jesus said, be hung around your neck, be thrown in the depths of the sea, than you know, you cause one of these little ones to stumble. So there's a lot of people, not just Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, that are in big trouble here, but everybody that's part of this movement. But it's interesting when you look at the occult aspects of this presentation in the last Super Bowl. In fact, it's interesting because I noticed they sampled the Crowleyan band, the satanic Led Zeppelin, who we've done huge exposés in our video. They sold their souls for rock and roll, showing Jimmy Page's ties with the Satanist Aleister Crowley. In fact, they sampled Kashmir in that presentation, that Super Bowl presentation, during Lopez and Shakira's musical charade. In fact, it's interesting, that particular song was recorded at Headley Grange Studios. And I thought that's interesting because Headley Grange Studios is where Robert Plant said when he wrote Stairway to Heaven, 75% of the song came all at once. He said he wrote it automatically. He was like a channel. It sounds like he was channeling it. And Plant himself had mentioned encountering various spirits while recording at Headley Grange Studios. Quite interesting. But it's also interesting that this video was so demonic in so many ways. I should say this Super Bowl halftime show, because this halftime show was demonic in so many ways, because Shakira stands up at one point, well, in the midst of this orgy type thing going on, just where people were dressed like in S&M type outfits, she climbs this pole, she goes to the top of the pole, the stripper's pole, and then she stretches out her hands for several seconds. Looks like a crucifixion that's
J-Lo,
going on.
J-Lo, right?
J-Lo.
Yeah.
Yeah, J-Lo actually. J-Lo climbs to the top of this pole, and she literally stretches out her hands like she's being crucified, not just for a second, just, and she stays in that pose. And that, beyond most of the things that you see in these shows, really, really aggravates me when they mock the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ.
With men worshiping her.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the Miami New Times, they reported this some years ago on J-Lo. And I thought this was interesting. Jennifer Lopez's supposed career of secret Santeria. Next time you come across a dead chicken who seems to have met its ends in a Santeria ritual, please remember that chicken may have died for the sake of Jennifer Lopez's career. Yes, there's a crazy rumor being floated that Jennifer has a godmother in Miami who harnesses the dark powers of Santeria to benefit J-Lo's career and personal life. Of course, the source of this rumor is Claudia Vasquez, who just so happens to be dating Lopez's first husband, Ojani Noah. Now, it's interesting because Vasquez says that I've been told that she does the worst frightening stuff. Jennifer has a godmother in Miami, which I've never met, but Ojani knows her, and she calls this woman to tell her, do this to this person, put a black candle, etc. And she's done spells on all of her boyfriends. And she goes on to say a little bit further, it's a typical thing for anyone involved in Santeria, but even with all that, she always ends up leaving them. Now, it's interesting whether this is true or not, and, you know, her first husband was being true when he stated this and so forth. We can't know for sure. One thing we do know is she's definitely leading people away from God into sexual perversion and occult symbolism. Now, it's interesting. Shakira, the other artist who was up there, I thought it was interesting because I'd seen Muslims and Arabs do this, you know, high-pitched warbling deal with their tongue, you know? And she just happens to be from Lebanese descent. You know, she's Colombian, but her dad his parents were from Lebanon. And it's interesting, this high-pitched warbling they do with the tongue is called Zangruda. And according to the Arab America, it states, quote, the origin of Zangruda, says, quote, dates back to the pre-Islamic era, as it was a traditional ritual of idolatry practiced collectively by women asking the idols for relief, mercy, rain. In addition to drum beats, they also used this to stimulate excitement on the battlefields. And it's interesting because there was a song that Shakira did, probably the longest song that was just one song that was done, and she's dressed in this scarlet color, and she's singing, and I couldn't make out the words. So then I went to lyrics and to check out the lyrics, and in the song she sings, a domesticated girl, that's all you ask of me, darling. It's no joke. This is lycanthropy. Now, lycanthropy, I've exposed lycanthropy before, and that's the delusion, satanic delusion, demonically inspired delusion, where somebody thinks they're an animal. This is lycanthropy. The moon's awake now, with eyes wide open, my body's craving, so feed the hungry. There's the she-wolf in the closet. Open up and set it free. This is the new religion, says a little bit later down. So she's literally singing on the halftime show that this is the new religion, and it's about lycanthropy. And right now, when people are identifying as being different sexes that they're not, that biologically it's just a lie, it's untrue, it's just feelings they have and so forth, you're going to see, I believe, more and more lycanthropy, because Nebuchadnezzar went through it. He's a picture of the Antichrist, yep. And he's a picture of the end times. And I'm telling you right now, watch it, man. I really believe strongly you're going to see more and more lycanthropy. It's interesting, in that song, some of it's in Spanish, and I can't read Spanish, but I could read El Diablo, and I thought, I know that's the devil. So I copied and pasted a few words to translate them in Spanish translation, and guess what? It means the devil calls me, in the song. And right after that, she sings, but Jesus Christ embraces me. And that's part of the lie. You know, it's the blasphemy. Satan is calling them. He's using them. Shakira also has used occult symbolism. And I wish I could talk more about this because we're running out of time here. But we'll actually do a little video. I'm not going to take it right from my words in this show because I want to say a little bit more. But you can check out maybe a 5-6 minute video that we'll do on this with the gospel. Try to get out to people so they understand their need for Jesus.
You've been listening to the Good Fight Radio Show, brought to you by Good Fight Ministries. If you're blessed by this show and would like to partner with us, won't you consider visiting our support page at goodfight.org? Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062, or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We hope you'll tune in next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.